Well, should I stay or should I go? That's the question for 17 million Australians who have only until tomorrow now to opt out of the federal government's electronic health scheme, My Health Record. But with the legislation introducing new privacy and security safeguards yet to pass the Parliament, the federal opposition will move an amendment in the Senate today to extend the deadline for a further 12 months. This would enable a review by the Privacy Commissioner and a new public information campaign to help people make a more informed choice about the pros and cons of My Health Record. The Shadow Health Minister, Catherine King, joins us from her hometown of Ballarat. Catherine King, welcome to breakfast.
Really good to be with you, Fran.
The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has already extended the opt-out deadline by a month and the new cut-off is tomorrow. Why do people need another year to decide whether to stay in or get out?
Well, the reason the federal government, in fact, actually extended the opt-out period was to enable the legislation to improve privacy and security settings to pass the Parliament. Mm. So by the government's own measure, that has yet to happen. It's being debated, hopefully, in the Senate today.
So it could happen in 3 weeks.
So you'd think just from its own measure alone, it should extend it beyond tomorrow already. But we're also saying through the processes of the Senate inquiry undertaken into this is that we think there's actually some broader issues around the settings of the My Health Record that need the Privacy Commissioner to have a look. Things like the fact that automatically 2 years of Medicare data will be uploaded, and there's a very active requirement of people when you have a My Health Record to go in and actually manage that data. Is that, you know, every single piece of that Medicare and PBS data, do you want that available for all of your health practitioners to see? The default settings around research that's available for people, so automatically once the research framework is established, second parties will be able to access your My Health Record information de-identified. But if you don't want that to happen, you've got to actively go in and manage that. It's quite a complex system. It's something that you actually need to go and look at regularly. You can't just set it and forget it. And we think people need time to understand that, understand what they need to do to in order to manage the My Health Record. And really all the focus the government has had has been on, well, have one or don't have one, and then that's it, rather than actually explaining this is what the My Health Record is, this is the benefits of it, and this is what it doesn't do, and if you want to actively manage it, this is what you need to do as a, you know, informed consumer who wants control over your health information.
Okay, well, some of that has been explained, but we'll come back to those issues in a moment. Just whether the opt-in, opt-out now, isn't it, it's worth explaining to people that you can opt out now and opt back in once the legislation is passed, can't you?
That once the legislation's passed, you can make a decision that you don't want to have a, so you opt out and then you can create a record later on. If
you
that's
can.
A decision you could make, yeah, that's certainly something that you would be able to do.
And the reverse is true too, isn't it? Under legislation, people have the right to permanently delete their records. You don't have to do it. Yep. Now, you can do it later. Does this make this debate a bit academic?
No, it doesn't, in the sense that I think that there's still a lot of people who haven't really engaged with this. I think that the reality is tomorrow, 17 million Australians will suddenly have a My Health Record. I think there are lots of people who've yet to understand what that is. Lots of people, we're also hearing reports that, you know, even the process of still trying to opt out has been quite delayed, of people waiting long times on the telephone, finding it difficult to do that. But people who even who've decided to keep their My Health Record, being able to actively go in and manage that record is also, we're seeing people have problems with that. So I think we just need to get this right. I think that if extra time is needed to make sure the settings are right, but also make sure that people understand what's happening. And look, we think this is an important reform. We think it is important to have a digital health record that can be shared between health providers to improve health outcomes for Australians. We think that's important. It's why we established this system in the first place as an informed consent model. But what we also think is it is such an important reform, let's actually take the time to get it right and not rush it. And that's what the government seems to be doing.
Well, yet the question is, if you, as you say, Labor introduced the first iteration of this, you didn't get it all right.
Well,
I mean, these things are movable and you do learn and things can change as they go along, as they have with the changes the minister has announced just last week.
Yeah, again, these are changes the minister was forced to make. These are not changes he willingly made. If you remember when we initiated the Senate inquiry, this health minister said it was a stunt and that there were no issues at all in relation to privacy and security that need resolving. They're now having to amend their own legislation further. And of course, though, what happened is that we started this system very much as an informed consent model. Consumers actually saying, I want a My Health Record. I understand what it is. This is how I'm going to control my health information in partnership with my treating physicians. That's what it was designed to do. The government took the decision to go to opt out. Now, we've supported that. We understand they wanted to have a mass coverage of this, and that's an important part of the system. But what they then didn't do is go and review the privacy and security settings to say, do we think this is right? Are there some other issues we need to learn about? One of the outstanding issues is the issue around what happens with children who've got a My Health record created by their parents. As they get older and start to become more independent of their parents and want more privacy in relation to their health information, what actually happens during those times and how you actually manage that. GPs are very clear. They're saying that they want to be able to have this partnership with their patients. They think the My Health record's important, but they also want to make sure that that relationship is not in any way jeopardised by this notion that that information is just automatically shared and that they can't actually have, patients can't have more control of it. So our view is that, you know, it isn't quite right yet. There's still some more things that need to be done, and the government needs to take the time to actually get that right.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is the Shadow Health Minister, Catherine King. Let's go to some of the issues you've raised, because, as I mentioned, the Health Minister was on this program last week. He announced a number of new safeguards, including increased penalties for the improper use of My Health record, measures to stop abusive partners from accessing their child's record in order to track down the family's new address. There's already in the legislation a block on police or other law enforcement agencies from accessing data without a court order. These were all safeguards Labor demanded. You're saying there's still more needs to be done. If the minister comes to the party on some of those measures, for instance, the one regarding children and children over the age of 14, for instance, and their health records being private, could the government make enough changes now that would persuade Labor to not demand a 12-month opt-out period?
Look, we certainly support the amendments that the government is moving, particularly in relation to issues around domestic violence and around employers and workers' compensation issues. They are all amendments that we signalled months ago, and we're very pleased the government has now basically picked those up. We are also concerned around the issue, as I said, around minors, and if the government wants to do something about that now, then we would be very happy to support them. That being said, we still think there are issues around the default settings of the My Health record that do require the Australian Privacy Commissioner to have a look at this again, and we think that 12 months would be a reasonable time for the Privacy Commissioner to look at that, see whether those default settings are right, at the same time as run a proper education campaign to people, not just telling them about the benefits of the My Health record, but actually telling them what they need to do to actively manage this very, very important piece of health information.
It's very difficult, I think, as an outsider, to try and understand what the privacy concerns are, what's built into the legislation, what protections aren't. For instance, the health minister absolutely guaranteed us that, you know, third-party access would never be available to this. The police, of course, need a court order. We know that. You mentioned earlier a research framework. Second order parties can access de-identified data. Who is it that can access this?
Well, it will be, as we understand it, the framework still being developed and out for consultation, but it will largely be things like through researchers at universities, health researchers that will be able to access it, and that's the idea of it.
It's de-identified?
De-identified, yes, that's understandable. Of course, you know, we've had some concerns about de-identified MBS, Medicare benefits schedule data being re-identified, so you'd want to make sure that we got that right as well. So that will be part, and that is part of the legislation. That doesn't happen for a little while yet, but automatically now, so when your record's created, the default setting is that you will allow that second-party research de-identified access, that you'll allow that. If you don't want that to happen, you have to tick, you have to basically say, I don't want that research.
So you can
access.
Be signed in, you can opt in, but yep. Tick that and say you don't want your...
Absolutely. Okay. But again, this is about, you've got to actively manage this thing. It's not something you can just set and forget. You've got to go in regularly and look at it, look at what's been uploaded and make decisions about who's saying it and what they're saying.
Okay. Catherine King, we're out of time, but just if Labor does win the next election, is Labor guaranteeing to bring the Privacy Commissioner back in to take a look at this?
Look, we will certainly do that. Of course, course, to some extent, it may be a bit of a moot point because obviously if the 17 million records are created, they are created. And really that's why we're pushing so hard today to say, look, you know, we think you need to do that. But we'll certainly get the Privacy Commissioner to have a look at the settings regardless. But it's going to be a very difficult process once you've got, you know, 22 plus million records already created across the country to deal with that issue.
You understand more than most of us about this. Have you opted in or out?
I've opted in and I've still got a record. I've gone in, and to be honest, it's actually quite difficult to do. You need some time. So I've opted in and changed my settings. My 10-year-old still has a record as well. I must admit, I haven't checked what my husband has done with his, but we've opted in because I do think it's an important reform, but I think people need to understand what it is, what it isn't, and what they actively need to do, because it's, after all, it's your health information.
Catherine King, thank you very much for joining us.
Good to be with you, Fran.
Catherine King is the Shadow Health Minister. It's 8:17.